This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
It was inevitable that at least a few Soros operatives would be in the audience. Give my regards to George. Say hi to George. For me. USA, 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 USA.
Yeah, Elon Musk up in Wisconsin yesterday trying to do what he can to secure a conservative, or at least the more conservative of the two candidates, onto the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It is a bit of a battleground right now, and Musk is putting his money where his mouth is, and as you can imagine, his detractors are not very happy about that. We got Ashley Smith-Thomas on the phone, political strategist, founder and CEO of Freedom Fund USA. Ashley, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
That was something to see yesterday. Some protesters got into that speech where Elon Musk was. But, you know, there's a lot on the line up there, and it could be control of Congress, correct?
Absolutely. So there are concerns around this Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The election is tomorrow, because if the more liberal candidate, Susan Crawford, is elected, she's funded by George Soros, as well as the Illinois governor, J.B. Pritzker. And there's concerns that should she win, that there would be redistricting take place, which would impact the U.S. House. Also, with the U.S. Supreme Court kicking back Roe v. Wade to the states, that would be on the line as well in Wisconsin. And then there's also questions particularly around election integrity with what we saw in 2020 and 2024. So there's a lot of momentum and support behind Brad Schimmel, who's more of the Republican candidate, by President Trump and Elon Musk. President Trump endorsed Schimmel. Elon Musk has put in over $12 million through his PAC to support Schimmel. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens tomorrow there in Wisconsin, as a lot of people are wondering if this is going to be the forerunner for our midterms that are going to be quickly approaching.
Yeah, you do have to wonder, and you know, and you look at this particular situation. I listened to Hakeem Jeffries talking about why he felt it was so important. The Democrats feel like the reason that there are, six Republicans and only two Democrats in the state of Wisconsin, I think that's the breakdown, is because of gerrymandering. And it's a 50-50 state. And if they just drew the lines more fairly, Democrats would win potentially two more House seats up there.
Absolutely. And so that's why there's the concern by the Republicans of how this is going to impact the U.S. House. And that is why I believe that Musk is really focusing his attention there on Wisconsin, appearing last night there in Green Bay before 2,000 voters, because he really stressed to you that this election tomorrow is critical to President Trump's agenda. And what he also said was that this is, quote, the future of civilization is on the line here. So that is where there's a lot of eyes on this race. But even Democrats, you look at the grassroots level, reports have indicated that they're actually gaining a lot of momentum there in Wisconsin. Local news is showing that, according to polls at the local level, it's very neck to neck, but Crawford is in a very slim margin ahead of Schimmel. So this very well could be a potential win for the Democrats. And so that is why Musk and President Trump and other Republicans are really encouraging for the voters to turn out tomorrow. And again, I think this is going to be a very key race for everyone to watch, just see as well. Will President Trump have the momentum, even though his name is not on the ballot this go around? Will his name help this candidate as well as Musk? And I think that's going to be the forerunner of things to come with the midterms.
It's certainly still a big deal that Elon Musk is getting this involved, you know, at this level on a local race. And you have to wonder, and maybe I'm asking you, Ashley, if you think that this kind of sets the precedent for some of these smaller races that are so critical, but over the last number of years, people really have kind of ignored them, that maybe some of our federal leaders, these cabinet, you know, leaders will actually start getting involved in different state races.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Absolutely. And I think that what we're going to see here is, I think Musk is kind of setting the forerunner of things to come, and that he's really shining light on how key and critical this Wisconsin Supreme Court case is, or not case, excuse me, race is. And so I think moving forward, when we look at these special elections that are going to be coming up, I know there's one that people are watching what's happening in Mississippi as well in Florida. I think that it's going to be really telling moving forward how this is all going to play out. I think for a long time, a lot of people, particularly Republicans, have always focused on what's happening at the federal level. Mm-hmm. All eyes have been on our federal candidates, that we've missed what's going on at the local and state level. And when we weren't looking at the local and state level, it was easier for then Democrats to take those seats. And so I think now that we've seen what has happened in the last 4 years under the Biden administration, we saw the weaponization of our justice system. I think now it's shifting the focus somewhat away from these federal seats and now really looking at what's going on at the local and state level. And so I think it's really telling what Musk is doing. And again, I think this is going to be just a forerunner of things to come.
I hope you're right. Ashley Smith-Thomas, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Yeah, good to get her on here. I'm encouraged, and the Democrats are dismayed that just what you said, Kim, that Musk is getting involved at mm-hmm. a state level race like this, mm-hmm. and putting his money and his influence on the line here. Because as he points out in that soundbite, if you listen to what he said, listen to what he says here. He's specifically taking a stab at none other than George Soros. Listen.
Give my regards to George. Say hi to George for me.
Yeah, like he knows the protesters who showed up there were more than likely paid protesters, or they're with some organization funded by the likes of these progressive leftists like Soros, right? And he's on the other side of this. He's a young man. He's got more money than he can spend. I'm hoping he does this for a long time. Long time.
I want to bring up something that one of our listeners, Maurice, mentioned on Facebook, and he wrote, isn't that hypocrisy to say Soros is affecting elections and then Elon does the same? It is interesting to do the flip test in a lot of these, because you and I have both been critical of the way that Soros has injected himself into a lot of these elections, done some very questionable things, trying to influence them and get these far left crazy liberals elected. I don't know, I guess the difference. I mean, Elon Musk is obviously wanting to get conservatives elected.
The difference is Elon Musk wants to make America great again. And Soros and these progressive leftists, and he's not the only one, want to destroy America. They want to remold America into a European socialist democracy. And that's the best case scenario. They want to destroy America and its influence on the world. That's what they're trying to do. There's a huge difference there. It's not the matter of the fact that I'm jealous that George Soros has $1 billion and can afford to try to influence these races. It's what he stands for.
Well, the question would
be... The issue is what he stands for.
You're right, and I agree with you. But the question would have to be, okay, is it okay for a lot of these billionaires to be getting involved at this level? Because I have no problem with what Elon Musk is doing. I obviously don't like George Soros. I don't support the candidates that he tends to back, always has backed. So that's why I'm not a fan of what he's doing. But, you know, I guess to a certain degree, we can just allow these billionaires to get involved in this way.
So if that's the way we want to play it, I'm more than happy to put some sort of restriction on how much money people who are of foreign descent can influence American elections. Right.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. They both are of foreign. You're right.
Ben Brown. Now, now, even if they have citizenship in the United States, that's a different issue. But for the ones that are not U.S. citizens, that is an issue.
Yeah.
And Ben Brown, the senator, is trying to prevent out of foreign money from coming into Missouri elections. He thinks it might have changed the outcome of Amendment 3 and some of these other issues.
But maybe it's anybody, not just foreign-born, but anybody who's putting money into these elections. Should there be a cap? Because
you've been fine with Soros doing it for all these years. Don't whine because Elon is doing it on the other side now. But if you want to eliminate both of those, I'd be perfectly happy to go along with that.
I guess we just can't whine too much about Soros doing it other than to say we don't like him, what he stands for.
I am opposed to George Soros, not because he's uber rich, because
uber crazy.
He's a socialist. It's that simple.
He's crazy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.